We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Michael Thompson, good enough to join us on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. No Kolsky this afternoon. John Dickinson is in for Matt. Michael, thank you for joining us, man. Before we get to anything, how are you doing? How's the family doing? Hopefully you're all safe and sound inside.
Yeah, everybody's doing well. This is the first time the five of us, myself and my wife, Clay, Michael, and Trace, brothers, are all together in the same house for a period of time together since probably when they were in high school or before they left high school. So, unfortunately, this virus has brought everybody together. It's always great to have your family around. We just don't want it under these kind of circumstances. But as far as, you know, having to adjust my lifestyle, basically I'm just living my life like I always do. They now call it social distancing. It used to be called being a homebody. So I'm just doing what I just always used to do.
There you go. For introverts, this should be a little bit easier for the extroverts out there. So, Michael, when the dinner bell is rung, do the boys still show up at the table in the same order back in high school, or has anyone gotten faster or more competitive since then?
They're still competitive. My wife cooks, and she's a gourmet cook. They love everything she cooks. As soon as she tells dinner's ready, they come sprinting down the stairs trying to box each other out to be the first one to the table. It's like they're 8 years old again, all over again.
Have you had to use the word, don't make me get off this chair?
Oh, yeah, many times, you know. Don't make me turn this car around if we're in the same car. Oh, yeah, those things, that'll never stop. I'll be 95 years of age, they'll be in their 60s, and I'll still be staying good.
Good, because the kids need to be smacked around whether they need it or not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our parents did it to us well into our adult years, so there's no reason why we should stop doing it to them.
I like this parenting. Michael, revenge as a factor.
The news of the day has kind of been, you know, the next phase in all of this for everybody, which is, you know, the Olympics potentially being postponed and canceled. This is obviously an unprecedented time, but just give us your thoughts on that and everything slowing down and stopping, as has been the case in the entire sports world and just life in general.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we can't, you know, have this happen for too much longer because you don't want the economy to completely tank and go back into the 1929 Depression era. You hear about the economists saying it could be worse than 1929 Great Depression. If this continues for 6 or 7 or 8 months, there'll be years and years before the economy can recover and so many people will be out of work. So you just got to keep praying and hoping that the health officials, that the doctors, that the CDC, we'll be able to find a vaccine for this post-haste a lot quicker than, say, the usual 1 year it takes. So obviously they've dropped everything. They've lessened the rules to find out a quick cure for this virus. And I have faith in the doctors and the researchers that they're going to come up with a cure so we can get things back to normal as soon as possible, hopefully by the middle of the summer. I'm hoping 6 weeks to 8 weeks the health officials will give us some kind of clearance to start maybe getting back to normal in the business world, maybe start being able to go out to socialize, to restaurants and frequent bars and just get back to business as usual as soon as possible. So I'm having faith that that's going to happen in that regard. I'm praying that the league can get started again in June. If not, we'll have to put up with it, but I'm just praying that that's the positive way to look at things so we can get things going again, ratchet it up again in June.
Michael Thompson here on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, the COVID-19 scare really took place in the NBA before any other major sports league. The city of San Francisco shut the door on the Warriors. That happened right before the Nets were supposed to be in town. The Nets may have indeed been the carrier right into Staples Center. I know that there have been positive tests on the Lakers as well. Michael, may I ask you, if it's not too personal, have you been tested? And what have you heard about how it went through the Lakers organization?
No, I have not been tested, but of course I've been reading about all the symptoms, and our hints have been going on for several weeks. So I have not been shown any symptoms yet. We all know what the symptoms are. We've all read about it and researched it. So
good.
So far I'm not showing any signs of it. So I'm feeling good. The Nets were in Staples Center in our last game, but my proximity to the court was I was never close to the court, never around the Laker players or the Nets players. I was up in my broadcast booth pregame, during the game, and postgame, never came in contact with any players or was within a couple of feet of them or anybody who associated with the players. So I went straight to my broadcast booth area and then left directly out of the loading dock. Never really saw anybody or had contact with anyone who was involved in the game or any of the referees or anybody like that. So in that regard, I think I'm pretty safe, even though some of the Nets were in the building that night and they had symptoms of corona, the coronavirus. So, and as far as everybody else in the family's feeling good, the young men, of course, in their early 30s and 20s. So, so far they're feeling good and not showing any signs or not feeling any symptoms at all.
Are of your kids, who is the one who's handling shelter in place the poorest?
Poorest?
Yeah.
I think they're all doing well. Michael's been staying in his apartment up in L.A. while he's finishing up his degree at Pepperdine, and he's been isolating himself up there. He finally came home a couple of days ago. Clay has been doing well up in Oakland, staying in his Oakland house up there. And Trace came from spring training from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And even though he's in the house with us, he keeps his distance from me. He won't give me a hug. Says I'm old and I'm susceptible, so he doesn't want to give me any kind of a hug or anything like that. So he's really good, really conscientious about making sure everything is disinfected and wiped down. So, and the guys, Perel, they wash their hands a lot. So they're all doing a real good job. They're following the guidelines that Dr. Fauci and the disease officials say to do.
Michael, do you you mentioned June 1st, and obviously it's all hypothetical, and we're just throwing it out there. But if the NBA came back June 1st and they pushed everything back and they said, hey, going to try to finish the season, meaning the regular season, and then the playoffs, do you think that would change anything for Clay as far as the decision to not play at all?
You know, that's a great question. If he is cleared by May or even June, who knows? That's up to him and Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and the medical staff will have to talk about up there in Oakland, up in San Francisco. So that's a possibility, but so far he and I haven't discussed that. But I don't know, but that's a great question.
Michael, your phone's breaking up just a touch. On the way out the door, we are, you know, everyone is coming up with different ways to look at and talk about sports. One of the things that we're preparing is an NBA two-on-two surname tournament. It'd be pretty tough to slow down DeAndre and Michael Jordan. Larry and, Larry Johnson and Magic Johnson would be another tough slowdown. I look at the Thompsons. I mean, Michael Thompson and Clay Thompson, David Thompson. We wouldn't leave you off the All Thompson team, would we?
Yeah, playing.
I'm so sorry. Michael's phone is breaking up right now. We're getting like every other syllable, and we'll just have to say it's too bad. We'll have to do that another time. Maybe we can catch up with Michael. This is just not a cooperative phone line at this time. Thanks very much. Oh, we got him back? Okay. Michael, so we were asking you about the surname tournament. How would you be doing in that?
Well, I wouldn't be in it. It would be David Thompson over me, so that's fine. I'll cede my position for David. I'd rather have David over me anyway. You don't have to win the two-on-two tournament. That's pretty obvious he's going to win it, isn't it?
Who's that?
The Currys, because nobody can shoot like them two points.
Yeah, but I mean, can you imagine like Jordan and DeAndre and Michael, like not even giving the Currys a foot of distance on the perimeter? I mean, is Steph getting his shot off if Jordan decides he ain't shooting tonight?
Oh yeah, Steph can get his shot off on anybody. He shoots from 40 with ease. Al Curry can shoot from out there. Seth Curry can shoot from out there. So if you're playing, let's say they're playing a 2-on-2 tournament, 1 point, and the threes are now worth two, ain't nobody beating the Currys, man. They shoot too well.
He knows better than we do. Michael, thank you very much, man. Keep the whole family safe and sound inside, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime. And I'll tell you what, if he's bored, if he's looking for somebody to talk to, have Clay Thompson give us a call anytime. We'd love to hear from Clay.
Yeah, I'll ask him. You just imagine how that's going to go.
I think we know how that's going to go. Yeah. Thank you very much for asking us, though. I do appreciate it. Michael Thompson here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.